applaud, and I kind of was intimidated by various folks, and I would kind of watch what I say, you know, and I want to make sure I did all the right things. When I was 30 years old, I really wanted to do good things, and I still listened to various folks. When I turned 40, I got a little bit more confident with people and wanted to speak. And when I turned 50, I don't care what anybody thinks. You know, I'm going to just say what I'm going to say. And now that I'm 60, I'll tell you what, if you don't like what I'm going to say, well, I catch the plane in the morning and I'm out of here anyways. And so I don't embarrass very easily. And Brother Ron was saying, now you're going to have to show us this deep, deep song. Forget it. I'm not going there. You know, I would need 3 gallons of water to get through the whole song to do that. But I really appreciate. Well, first of all, happy Sabbath, everyone. I wanted to just, when the choir was singing, "Humble Thyself in the Sight of the Lord," I was reminded this past summer, coming home from Central California Youth Camp, and I was on my way home, and I was given the task. I was driving in a 10-passenger van, and I was given the task of bringing all of our 8 to 10-year-olds home. Oh, I got a reaction out of that. And they learned all kinds of songs there, and they were kind of being really antsy. And so I said, hey, you guys, why don't you sing some songs that you learned at camp? And we were singing at camp. Well, in the middle of the van was 4 8-year-old little girls. And in the back of the van was several 9-year-old boys. And I don't know, at that age, I guess the girls don't want to sit with the boys, or the boys don't want to sit with the girls, I'm not sure. But, you know, that's the way it was set up. And so the boys started singing "Humble Thyself" in their deep voices that they had at that, you know, how deep can you go at 10 years old? And then the girls, you know, and they started echoing the song right behind them. And they just, and I was going down the freeway, and I said, that is wonderful, you guys, do it again. Wrong. You don't tell them to do it again, because they did it again, and they did it again, and they did it again, and they did it again. 40 miles down the road, I'm telling them, I said, Lord, forgive me. I told them to shut up, because it was just driving me nuts. And I said, pick another song. I said, oh, but we like that one. Pick another song. Or if any of you have to go to the restroom, I am not stopping. And so they picked another song, and they wore that out for 40 miles. And all the way down, it just reminded me of that. I love the song. But just like eating too much chocolate chip cookies, you know, okay, pick another song. But, you know, and I love the worship today. I love to feel the Spirit of the Lord today. It's good to be here. And before I forget, you know, if you have your cell phones on, turn them off. And if they're on vibrate, turn them off. Because I made the mistake of keeping mine on for the first part of the service on vibrate. And I just kept, you know, when you get tempted, you know, that temptation we were talking about being filled with the Spirit and temptation. Well, I kept tempted to look and see what it was saying. So I finally turned it off. And what it was several of the groups that I had been meeting with the last, 2 weeks. I was, first of all, I got this text from my local church in Visalia to please the Visalia Church of God Seventh Day to greet everyone up here. So greetings from Visalia Church of God Seventh Day. And at the same time, then I was in Phoenix, Arizona last week, and meeting with, we had 4 churches there. And so greetings from the East Valley Mesa Church, greetings from the Phoenix Spanish Church, greetings from the Northwest Phoenix Church, and greetings from the Mesa Church of God Seventh Day. So I did it. You're my witnesses. I gave you greetings from all those churches. And it's good to know that they're all worshiping today. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we rejoice and be glad in it. And with that, my commercials are over. I'm getting ready to get into the Word. Like I, the last two nights I was telling folks that I don't do PowerPoint presentations when we get into the Word, because I expect you all to bring your Bibles to church. Amen? Is that all right with you? And so to prove it, can you show up your Bibles? I'd like to see them. Is that okay? Is that all right? Those of you who didn't bring one, don't fake it and borrow somebody else's dish. You show me that you brought one. But if you didn't bring one, you had to sit next to someone that you know or you don't know. And if you don't know someone, well, welcome them to the Church of God. And make sure that you share the Word together. Because what unites us as the people of the book is that the Word of God unites everyone. Would you say amen to that? Okay. So for the first assignment, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 5, if you will. Matthew chapter 5 and go in verses 14 to 16. Title of this message is The Lower Lights. But in Matthew 5, 14 to 16, Jesus on his Sermon on the Mount, he said that you are the light of the world. You notice that? He said, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under the bushels, but on the lampstands, and it gives light to all who are in the house. So while you're in the house, the light is on. And it gives light to all who are in the house. And it says, let your light shine before men. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Is God glorified today? Is he seeing your light? Did you all bring a light with you? Those of you who have the light, because you have Jesus Christ in your heart, shine it pretty bright today. Because there may be people in here who don't have the light and need the light and need to hear the light and be accustomed to the light. There was a Christian songwriter heard the story of a ship that crashed. This is a true story. That crashed on the rocks near Cleveland, Ohio, years ago. There in the Great Lakes. And the reason why the ship crashed on the rocks is because the lower lights of the lighthouse had gone out. They could see the upper lights, and as they were getting into the harbor, and the ship crashed, and everyone on board died. Well, the songwriter's name was Philip Bliss, and he was so moved by what had happened that he wrote a song entitled, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. Y'all know that song? You've sung it before? We'll sing it again later on. But the song, I just want to share some of the verses to you, because sometimes when we get into singing songs, we don't really hear the meaning of it. And although I love all the praise songs, I love them, and I love the words, but every now and then my roots takes me back to the hymns, and I start seeing the words and the real meaning of the words, and what a blessing the hymns are. The song goes like this. It says, brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us, he says, he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Dark the night of sin has settled. Loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Trim your feeble lamp, my brother, some poor sailor tempest tossed, trying now to make the harbor, but in the darkness may be lost. And the chorus says, let the lower lights be burning. Send a gleam across the waves. Some poor, fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. I want you to understand that we Christians are not the main light. And if you ever get this idea that you're the main light, then you're just full of yourself. Because we're not the main light. In John chapter 1, go with me there. John chapter 1 and going over to verse 6. John 1:6 says, there came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for a witness of the light that all might believe through him. He, John, was not the light, but came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. Just like John the Baptist, we're only a light in the sense that we bear witness of the light. One who makes us a light. The best and truest light. And that light is Jesus Christ, folks. That's who it is. And so, since we're not the main light, we are the lower lights. It is Jesus who keeps the lower lights burning. I'll tell you, I heard in the discussions, I really liked the discussions in class. You know, if we have the Spirit of the Lord, do we keep on sinning? Well, you know, the analogy, I'm going to tell you this, is the analogy of the priests in the Old Testament. The people went to the priests, and they used to take their sacrifices so they can be absolved of their sin. Well, that was a good thing to have, but it said the blood of bulls and goats didn't suffice. We needed a greater sacrifice. And praise God, we have the great sacrifice. We have Jesus Christ, who, because of His blood, took away our sin. But now, the role that Jesus has today, folks, is that He is our high priest. We go to Him because we still make mistakes. And I'm so glad I have Jesus Christ to go to. What separates me, because I still sin from time to time, I make mistakes, but what separates me from the sinner in the world is I have a high priest. They don't have anybody. I feel sorry for them. And so it is my task to go to these people as the lower lights pointing to Jesus Christ. And they're going to keep me in one place, aren't they? That's all right. See, I have a little ADHD. I have to dance around a little bit, and that's okay with you. And if you don't like it, I'm leaving in the morning. I'll fly out of here anyways. But Ephesians chapter 5. Go with me there quickly. Ephesians chapter 5. And going to verse 8. And we're going to be looking at verse 8 and verse 13 and 14. You see, Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he was writing to Christians, okay? And so, for the sake of just kind of bringing it here to this point, I'm speaking to you Christians. Is that okay? For you were formerly darkness, he said, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. It's how you walk. It's how you act. See, in the Old Testament scriptures, when King David used to send messengers out and messengers would come, they said, here comes a messenger. And he goes, who is it? Well, he walks like this person. He's running like this person. They knew how a person ran. They could identify that person by the way they walked and by the way they ran. Folks, you need to be identified by the way you walk in Jesus Christ. Walk as children of light, he says. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, awake, sleepers, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. It is the light of Jesus that brought us out of darkness. Would you agree with that? It is only through union with Christ that we become light. And therefore, we must walk as children of light. You see, I don't have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I agree. I don't have the fullness of the Holy Spirit because every now and then, just like, you know, I have you ever talked to people on the cell phone and they said, I'm fading out. I'm fading out. My battery's dying. Has that ever happened to you? Yeah. Oh, I always think, well, what an excuse. He just didn't want to talk to me. You know, his battery's dying. And every now and then my battery dies. It's, oh, okay, well, it was really true. You know, their battery really died. Folks, if I don't have fellowship, if I don't get with the people of God, if I don't worship Jesus on a daily basis, if I don't pray, my battery starts to go down. And I need a recharge constantly. Because that's how effective we can be with people. We must walk as children of light. Colossians chapter 1, quickly, go with me there. Pastor Steve says, you know, we don't want to take all of Brother Larry's time. You're not taking my time. I'm going to take all the time I want. I'm 60 years old. Is that okay? All right? Okay. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. We've been qualified, for he has delivered, past tense, folks, you notice that? He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Folks, you've been transferred. You're not in darkness anymore. You're in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, spiritual kingdom of Jesus Christ. We don't belong in this world anymore. We are the children of the book. We are the children of the light. And we are in the kingdom of God. Long time ago, I used to say, I hope I'm saved. I hope I make it to the kingdom of God. Folks, if I'm to die tonight, I know I would spend eternity with Jesus Christ. I can tell you that for a fact, because my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I don't care if it's in alphabetical order and my last name starts with Z. It's there. It's there. Okay? I don't mind, because my name is there. You sing the song, is my name written there on the page wide and fair? In the book of thy kingdom, is my name written there? And if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can say, my name is there. It's there. Like the song, we have been brought safe into the harbor because of the light of Jesus Christ. We're safe, we are warm, where there's light. 1 Thessalonians, quickly, chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And going over to verse 5, and we'll read verses 5 and 6. This is a fact that the writer was saying to the Thessalonians. He says, for you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Whoa, they're really trying to silence me. Okay, we are not of night, nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and be sober. You know what that means? You got to watch what's going on. You have to really be careful, especially those of you with driver's license and driving down the freeways. Well, you don't have freeways here. Let me say, you have country roads. Imagine driving down on the freeway in Los Angeles, and you don't turn on this street. You turn on this freeway and turn on this freeway and turn on this freeway. You really need to be a children of the light to drive on the LA freeways. I'm going to tell you that right now. Every time I go down to Los Angeles, I pray to the Lord, please protect me against those other nuts that are in darkness out there on the freeway. Let us be alert and be sober. In Philippians chapter 2, quickly, Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. You folks strike me as the type that love to come to church and get into the Word. Are you okay with that? Love to use the Word? Love the Word. Philippians 2:15. It says that you may prove yourself to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world. You need to prove yourself as you appear as lights in the world. Folks, I just want to take a little sidebar here just for a minute and just tell you the fact that, sure, Jesus is the light. He's the main light. But what draws and helps get people to Jesus Christ is the lower lights, and it's you folks. I have found that the best advertisement that we use to have our churches grow is not in the yellow pages. It's not in a newspaper. Although it's nice to have that in there. But it's you. It's relationship evangelism. As you share your light with other people, they tend to trust you. They like you. They study with you. And they say, where do you go to church? And I say, well, I go to church, the Church of God, Seventh Day. How do I find the way? Well, here's the light. I'll get you there. And that's how a lot of our churches have started to grow, because people are experiencing a rebirth of the Holy Spirit and drawing people to the church. Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. The lower lights are the ones that guide to the main lights. We are the lower lights. About 18 months ago, there was this young man in Walla Walla, Washington, that was going through a failed marriage, and he had a 4-year-old little daughter. He had really tried hard in his life, and he was at the end of his rope. He didn't know what to do. He really didn't have a walk with God. He didn't understand if there was really a God, but he didn't know where to go. He was at the end of his rope, and in his living room, he dropped to his knees. He had a big picture window, and he just cried out. He goes, I am at the end of my rope, and if God, if you are there, I need help. And if you are there, show me a sign that I can go somewhere and get my help. If you are there, show me a sign. And the tears are just streaming down his face. And then as he opened his eyes, he's looking out the picture window. He saw his new neighbor unloading something from his car, from the trunk of his car. And he was staring at the neighbor. And the neighbor was taking out a sign that he was working on, remodeling the sign. Well, the neighbor happened to be his new neighbor. It was Pastor Brian Franks from the Walla Walla Church. The sign said, Church of God, Seventh Day. And the guy looked out there, and he starts knocking on the window. He almost broke the window. He's pounding on the window, and Brian looks over there with his sign, and he runs out. He says, Brian, I didn't know you were a pastor. He'd just been living there about 2 weeks. He says, yeah, I'm a pastor. Is that the name of your church? He says, yes, the name of the church. Brian, I need help. Will you help me? I prayed for a sign, and you're holding a sign. From that time on, he spent a lot of time with Brian and Jessica Franks into the Word. Learned about Jesus Christ. Accepted Jesus Christ. Amen. I was privileged to meet this young man about 8 months ago, and he's up there leading songs with praise team. He's joined the Church of God Seventh Day. And I think this next December or January, I'll remember the name, and Michaela, you'll probably see his name on there. He's going to get into the Light Spring schools and start studying because he loves the Lord. 18 months ago, he prayed for a sign, and God gave him a sign, literally. Does God have a sense of humor or what? You know, and you know, there's stories like that go all around, up and down. By the way, you know, while you're doing your prayers, in about an hour, pray for the 11 young people in the Northwest Phoenix Mission that are being baptized today. And in another hour and a half, pray for the 10 young people in Sacramento North Fellowship that are being baptized today. They all asked, can you come to the baptism? I said, no, I can't. I'm going to be in Alfred, North Dakota. And some of them said, well, where's that? I said, well, look on the map. Well, how do you get there? I said, GPS, you know. See, just, that's how you do that. John chapter 1. Verse 9. I had to tell the story of Pastor Brian. I think he would appreciate that. I mean, that's awesome to get people when they see the light that way. John chapter 1. I'm going over to verse 9. John says, there was the true light which came, which coming into the world enlightens every man. The true light. He was in the world, Jesus was, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Because why? Because they were in darkness. Because the world does not know him, we, as the lower lights, must keep burning to help point the way to the true source of light. I live in the town of Visalia, California. And our churches boast that we have almost 40,000 people attending services in churches on weekends. He said, wow, that's awesome. That's pretty neat. But when I compare it to the population of the town of 125,000, that tells me there's over 70,000 people that don't go anywhere. And they need the light. Because the world does not know Jesus Christ, we as the lower lights must keep burning to help point the way to the true source of light. Folks, people are going to get into the kingdom of God because of your witness. I don't want to put pastor down, but not every people comes to the throne of grace through just the pastor. He doesn't do all the work. You do the work. You draw them in. They trust you. You bring them in. You all know at least one or two people that don't know Jesus Christ. What I say, is that a true statement? You all know at least two? So it behooves you to be able to be a lower light, to show them the way to the true light. Not all the people appreciate the light. In John chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. John 3, 19 to 21. It says, and this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. You see, one of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. And the only way you can have peace, folks, is to get rid of the guilt in order to have peace. So if you have the light, then you should have peace. That you know where you're going, you know where you're headed, and whether you're not sure exactly what your calling is, you need to go to the true light to give you more light so that you can light your own way and help others find their way. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who practices the truth, he says, comes to God and to the light. Some lighthouse keepers have paid with their lives, folks, to keep that light shining in the lighthouses. There's a long list of martyrs who have paid with their lives while keeping their lower lights burning for the cause of reaching a lost soul. You see, when Jesus, the true light, came and he walked on those shores of Galilee, he looked and he found some young men and he pointed to them and he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And they did. And they followed him. And those guys with their partners, those 11, 12 guys with their partners, they turned the world upside down. And it's because of them when Jesus gave Peter, he says, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Peter didn't hang on to those keys. And you hear all these stories of old Peter with the big beard there at the gates, the pearly gates, and letting people in. I'm sorry. That's not the way it works. You see, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you were handed the keys to let other people in. And if anybody wants to get into the kingdom of God today, we have the keys. I have the keys. You know that? I have the keys to let people in because all you have to do is accept, believe, and receive Jesus Christ and you shall be the children of the light. But somebody has to give the invitation. Somebody has to tell them. So I have the keys. You want in? All you have to do is believe and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have to repent of your sins. You don't want in, don't accept the keys. And if you do accept, then I hand you the keys and you become a light and you open up the way to the kingdom of God for other people. The Church of God Seventh Day exists not just to be an entity to ourselves. We exist to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. That's why we exist. We exist to win our children to the third and fourth generation. We exist to win our neighbors. We exist to spread the light into this dark world. That's why we exist. There have been martyrs who have paid with their lives. It begins with Jesus, the true light, who gave his own life that we may live. as fishers of men, we go fishing and we cast the line out. And if anyone wants to live forever, you can say, I do. And anybody wants to live forever, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. No one gets to the Father except through me. He's the only way. The songwriter, Philip Bliss, was only 38 years old when he was killed in a train wreck along with his wife. But I want you to understand that his lower lights just keep on burning every time his song is sung. And I'd like you, and I've asked Pastor Steve to have that last song sing with. It's in your hymn book. It's on page 330 in your hymn book. I'd like you all to be able to sing, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning.